Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of Hour of Healing. My name is Candace, your host, as usual. I hope you guys missed me because I did. I'm here again with Dr. Joe. We are here to continue on last week's discussion about leakages. Okay. And I hope you have had time to listen to it before this one, because this one is literally going to be about the causes of leakages and the consequences of that leakage if it's not dealt with, okay? If you did not get time, please pause this, go back and listen to that so that you don't get stuff confused. You're going to really be lost. So please do that for me. Do that for me, please. So, but Dr. Joe, welcome in. Welcome. Thank How you. Are you?
I'm doing well, Sister Candace. Thank you for hosting us.
You are always welcome. So last week we talked about leakages, right? So today is going to be a continuation of that, and we're going to talk about the causes of it and the outcomes of it. So do you want to give us like a summary of last week? Not too much, though, because I told them to go listen.
No problem, Sister Candace.
So, yes, just a brief summary or bullet points that will entice them to want to go listen, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, Sister Candace. So last week, by the grace of God, we were able to define leakages when it comes to destiny actualization. We did talk about the Oxford definition of leakages, but we talked about the anecdotes that we use to talk about life and the fact that humanity or a human life being a vessel, something that contains another. And the fact that we are vessels or containers means that inherently we have the propensity or the opportunity, we should say, to leak. Because anything that contains something can leak. It doesn't mean we will, but we can. And so we talked about some of the things that we leak in life that cost us when it comes to our destinies. We talked about time. We talked about leaking resources. One of the other things that I could have talked about in leaking resources was strength, but we didn't have time to talk about that. I will try to mesh it in today in the midst of our conversation. But we also talked about leaking words. That there are people that there is no wholesome word that come out of their mouth. And so we leak certain things in our life that eventually impacts our destinies in a negative way. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about the fact that it's important that no matter how useful our lives are, no matter the successes that we have, there are leaks that needs to be addressed. And if you see a leak that you ignore, sooner or later, you will begin to tolerate it. And if you start tolerating it, you will soon get to the point where you accept that leak and make it permissible. And God forbid, it becoming the norm or the trend in your life. And so leakages are dangerous things that we need to address. And I believe we were able to only talk about some of the things that we leak. And like you did, I will employ our audience to go listen to that, because I truly believe that they will be blessed as we have been.
Yes. And, you know, I can't help myself but think, is leakage our fault? Is it our fault that we are leaking? And using the tire analogy, you know, it's not my fault my tire got a puncture or whatever and it's leaking. So I want you to give us insight on this so that someone may, it could be our fault, you know, just let us know so we know where to fix the leak.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually goes right into the causes of leakages, right? Because once you know the cause, then you will know if you are the cause or if something else is the cause, right? So, dear audience, the cusp of our discussion starts now. We will employ you to write some of these things down. Sister Candace, I think I shared with you last time that I was listening to some of our conversations in recent weeks whilst I was driving. And then it got to a point and I just pulled up at a stop sign and I said, wait, I need to get a pen and a paper to write these things down. And I mean, I was the one that these things were delivered through. And I actually got home and I replayed it, made some notes in my phone that I use in my prayer time and things like that. So dear man of God, dear Christian, some of these things that we learn will help you in the place of prayer as well. Some people say, how can I pray for an hour? And when I don't know what to pray about, pray about leakages, and you will have more than an hour in prayer. Absolutely. So, causes of leakages, Sister Candace. So, there are numerous causes of leakages, and I believe last week I mentioned one of them. So, I want to pick up right from there so we can continue. And the one that I had mentioned was our background, that our background plays a major role in bringing about leakages. Now, your background may not necessarily be something that you caused. After all, you did not choose what type of family to be born into or the type of parents that you should have. And that is the fact of the matter. And so if you are suffering from leakages or dealing with leakages in your life because of, excuse me to say, bad parenting, that is not your fault. But the fact still remains that you are dealing with a leakage that can derail your destiny. And so parenting is a big one when we talk about background. Right. Because, Sister Candace, we all know how parents love their children. Yeah. And so when any parent's child is going wayward, they will do everything within their capacity to make sure that their child is steered right or is back on the right path. Let's say your child is giving themselves to drugs. Every loving parent will do everything that they can to bring their child back to the place where they will be free from addiction. They will be free from that ill behavior. But Sister Candace, this is where leakages become important. Because if the child got on that path in life, let's say that addiction path, because of a leakage in the parent, and the parent does not address the leakage, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but no matter what you do, no matter how much threat, no matter how much love you show your child, they will go back into that behavior. Until the parent deals with the leakage that first brought about that the behavior in the child. If the behavior of the child was as a result of a leakage in the parent, Sister Candace, you can do anything you want. And herein lies the mystery or the answer to the mother who has been praying and crying day in and day out, wondering why their children keep bouncing back on the street, doing ill-gotten things, practicing ill-advised things. Mother, father, this is your answer. The problem is not in the child. The problem is a leakage in your parenting. And until you seal that leakage, that child will always, always, with guarantee, go back.
I was actually thinking, wouldn't a child lack when their parents has a leak? The child will lack.
There is your answer.
Because something that will probably be beneficial to me is leaking out of you.
Correct.
Because you said in part one that leakage hinders you from being full or reaching your potential.
Correct.
If there is something that is making me less of who I am or making me short of my abilities, and my child is going to suffer it.
Yeah, let me give you the example of leaking joy. There are people who leak joy. We didn't get the time to talk about all these in part one, strength and joy. These are resources. We only talked about relationship. Right. But joy and strength are resources that we leak. If a parent is leaking joy, they will raise children who hate everything. Most children, Sister Candace, who are resentful in life, it's not because of a personal experience that they had. It's because their parents leaked joy. And so they grew up without that sense of joy. And so they need things from the outside to bring joy to them. But my dear audience, joy never comes from the outside. Joy always starts from the inside. And so if your child grows up with you leaking joy, until you seal that leak in your life as a parent, no matter how much joy you bring your child, they will always fall into depression because you are leaking joy. This is the fact of the matter.
Wow. This is a problem.
We have simple fixes.
Right. Go listen to that. Simple fixes for big problems.
That's why I am passionate about this. Because once you start thinking about these things, you begin to realize that the things that we are doing to try to address some of these systemic problems in our day and our age is just putting bandages on wounds that cut very deep. Because until you realize that as a community, the systems we have in place are causing leakages in the life of the children that grow out of this community and do things to seal it, until we realize that, Sister Candace, we will continue to have communities where only one person out of, let's say, 1,000 kids rise and they become like the hero. You will continue to have churches where only one person rises to become wealthy and they in turn become the Holy Spirit in the church because they tell the pastor what to preach and what not to preach. Why? Because they are the donors to the church. You have people giving money to the church, and for that reason, they have the authority to tell the pastor what to preach. Why? Because there is a leakage in the church that needs to be sealed. And until the pastor seals that leakage, or until the church comes together, seek the mercies and grace of God to seal or fix that leakage, our members will continue to come in and out every week and still remain poor. When by all indications, by the wisdom of God, everything that has been made for our profiting and our prospering has been made already. Have you not read, my dear Christian brother or sister, have you not read in your Bible, in Ephesians, and also in the book of Deuteronomy, that God gives us the ability to create wealth? Have you not read that he says that all good things that were pre-made for you and I in Christ Jesus before we came to believe him? Why then is it only a few that are enjoying these things that seem to have been made for everyone?
Leakages.
Leakages. There are leakages in our sermons. There are leakages in our leadership. There are leakages in our politics. And until we fix them, we will continue as political entities to bring up candidates who one may not win, or if they win, they will do things, write laws, sign orders that will become a harm to us after we have voted them in power. These are leakages.
And the sermon one, I want to say something about that, because one thing I've realized too with this leakage thing that we are talking about, I believe if a man of God or a woman of God does not fix their leakage within yourself, it leaks through their sermon.
Of course. And leakage in our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. We talked about it last week.
Yep. And it leaks through that, and it affects what God wants to actually tell the people. Because you are given an insufficient amount of what God actually wants to present.
Sister Candace, this might offend certain people, but it ought to be said. No generation, and for that reason, no church will rise above or beyond the perception of God in their leader. You can go through history and look at every single generation, civilizations and all that, no society, no people have ever risen above their perception of who God is. That's why it's very important. I think I've talked about it here before. The value of a teaching priest. It's very important to have a priest, a preacher, a teacher who will teach you not just what is written in the Bible, but will interpret the wisdom of God from his word to the people. Because your perception of God will frame how you act, will frame how you live, will frame how you work. If there are people who reject success or wealth because of their perception of God. Stuck in this. Let's get back on track.
We're not getting into the consequences and stuff, but I actually want to, like, I'm wondering, so if my man of God, or the man of God that's over me, if their perception of God is limited, right? If it's to a certain degree, if their faith is only to just buy a car, right? Mm-hmm. You don't believe in God helping you build a house. Just for example purposes, how do I arise above that? Because you just said we can't.
So you to rise above that. Audience, sorry, we're going off track here, but this is important. You need the mercy of God to connect you to either a teaching priest, or you need the mercy of God to unveil his hidden wisdom to you. Other than that, Sister Candice, there is no way you will rise above that. And so if you want to doubt this, look at various churches that you know. Dear audience, look at the perception of the man of God. Look at how they carry themselves. Look at their attitude towards certain things about morality. And look at the church, the members, and see how it plays out. And you will understand what I mean. Let's get back to the courses, right?
Well, yeah, let's get back into it. But honestly, I see why you are saying that now, because their perception will leak through their messages, like we said.
It's what they will
preach.
That's
what's going to influence.
It's what they will see in the Bible.
Yeah. And it's what they will preach to their people.
And it's what they will talk to you about.
And that's what they're going to live according to.
And that's what you will live by.
Yep. And become that
person. Let's get back to the courses, yeah. Right?
What you believe. What you believe.
Don't let anybody deceive you to think that you can live life without believing anything. Even people who don't believe God exists believe in something. Let a tragedy happen today in their life and see that they will blame it on something or someone. Mm-hmm. That means that they believe what they are blaming.
Right.
You right. can blame the economy. You can blame your parents. You can blame whatever it is, including yourself, because believe it or not, there are people whose beliefs are in themselves. There are people whose beliefs are in things. So let's talk about the second cause of leakages, and that is faulty belief system. That if you have a faulty belief system, it will bring about leakages in your life. Why? Because your hope in life is hinged on what you believe. And what you believe, whether you like it or not, determines what you become. And so in our example with the sermons or the pastor's thing that you were asking me right now, that's a good example. Their perception of God is what they see in Scripture. And what they get in Scripture is what they teach the church body. And what they teach the church body is what the congregation lives by. So how are you going to rise above their perception of God? You can't. It takes the mercy of God. Now, my dear Christian brother or sister, you understand what the Bible means in the book of Psalm, that thou will arise and have mercy on Zion, because the time to favor has come. Yes, the appointed time. Why do you need mercy when it's time for you to be favored by God? Because it's that mercy that will cover these leakages that you have suffered in the church.
Hallelujah.
Sister Candice, and before I talk about the next cause of leakages, I want to go back to the background. We skipped over it because we went to the beliefs. But do you know that the background that people grow up in can limit the level of success that they can have? If you grow up in a community where everybody looks at you as you have made it in life, if you graduate college, it will be very difficult for you to see yourself doing master's or a PhD if you still remain in that community. And so the leakage in this place is not because of the person themselves. It's because of the background, the culture they grew up in. Yeah. Don't underestimate your background and the influence it has on your life. Dear audience, it's sad to say, but the truth is, the fact that you come from a disadvantaged background does not excuse these leakages. Right. Because at the end of the day, if you cannot change your parents, you can change your home. If you cannot change your home, you can change your town. If you cannot change your town, you can change your country. If indeed you realize that these backgrounds are causing these leakages in your life, the more you stay in the background or in that same place to change things, because that's something I sometimes hear, that I will stay here to effect change here. Go get the transformation and then come and bring the change. You cannot stay in there and effect any meaningful changes. You will sooner or later become a victim of the system.
And you know who is coming to mind? Moses.
Exactly.
As much as where he was not, of course, that's not a Christian home or anything like that, right? It did not help him come up in the way God wanted him to come up, but it elevated his mindset.
Correct.
Even though he had excuses for God, he still, there was something in him that believed in greatness.
Yes.
Because he grew up in such a home.
Yes. He grew up in the palace.
Yes. He came back to his people.
For the sake of time, let's just list some of these things so we can get to the consequences, because I want us to be able to get that also in today. So the third cause of leakages that I want to talk about is anger and bitterness. What does anger and bitterness bring? They bring jealousy. We already talked about jealousy last week as an example of a leakage. This is what causes it. That there are so many people who have so much anger and bitterness in life that they will hate anything good that is not in them. And let me correct that statement. They will hate anything good, even if it is in them. Anger will cause you to hate even good things in your own life.
Wow.
When you live with anger and bitterness, Sister Candace, not only are you a prisoner of that situation, but you also become a perpetual prisoner to negativity.
Right.
And so I believe there's a saying that whoever controls your emotions controls you, or something like that.
Yeah.
Whoever makes you the most angry and bitter in life, no matter how good your day is, as soon as you see them, it will destroy it.
Right.
You are forever a prisoner to that negative situation, that negative emotion, and that negative outcome. And so even if something good comes in your own life, anger and bitterness will leak it out. Point number four, causes of leakages, indiscipline. Indiscipline. And Sister Candace, I will say something that will shock our audience. One of the key drivers of indiscipline in our lives or in our time today is emotions or feelings. People are indisciplined not because they don't want to do what is good, but they are indisciplined because they don't have the parameters to check their emotions.
I don't feel like it,
or I feel like it. And so they go where their emotions drive them. There are people who will not take a second to think through any decision they make in life. Because their hormones tell them that it feels good, they get up and do it only to regret the next day. Emotions and feelings have become one of the key drivers in our time of indiscipline. For my dear student out there, take it from me. This is something that I learned at an early stage that helped me a lot. That discipline has a positive correlation with academic excellence. As I have grown, I've come to realize that discipline has a positive correlation with success in life. But for the purpose of your education, take it from me. I did not even understand this, Sister Candace, when I first learned this. This is when I was about to start high school. Somebody, I don't even know who, said this, and it just hit my spirit. And from that moment, whenever I was tempted by emotions to do anything that was indisciplined, I will tell myself that I want academic excellence. I will not do it. And so people will be going for entertainment and I will carry my books to go learn. People will be going to chase girls and I will go sleep so I can wake up early to go learn. Discipline became my friend. And today I thank it for it. Your discipline, your ability to discipline yourself. Check your emotions. Check your emotions, my young adult. Not everything that stirs up dopamine in your body for you to get excited is worth pursuing.
Hey, preach.
Your dopamine levels will not stay up all time. No. No matter how it is, even if it's a good decision, allow the hormones, allow the feelings to come down. Let conscience prevail. And then if it is still good, pursue it. Many people are in trouble today, Sister Candace, with the law. They are in trouble with financial situations, with banks, because of loans and things like that, because of unchecked emotions. Indiscipline. You got a car that you could not afford. You made a travel plan or went on a vacation that you could not afford. Why? Because your emotions told you that your friends will say you've made it. Meanwhile, you've not made it. Point number five.
Causes.
Cause number five, lust and unchecked appetite. Lust and unchecked appetite. I am using this as number five, Sister Candace, because I want to tie that in with indiscipline.
Okay.
Do you know that unchecked appetite can be a symptom of unseriousness? Everyone who is serious with their life knows that there are certain things that are not good for their life.
Or their body.
Yes. And so when we talk about unchecked appetite, I'm not even talking about food alone, but things that you crave for. There are people who crave for attention. That is an unchecked appetite. And if you don't take care, Sister Candace, that unchecked appetite will drive you to steal, because that is the only thing that will give you attention. There are people who commit murderous acts today in our world, not because they felt like killing people. No, they craved attention. That appetite for attention was not checked. And so they went to do the next closest thing that will give them attention. People are addicted. They lust for this. And anyone, I will repeat, who is serious with their life knows that not everything is good for them. When it comes to food, Sister Candace, everyone who is serious with their life will know that not every food that goes before them has to be eaten. Everyone who is serious with their life knows that not every woman for the man and every man for the woman that passes by them has to be proposed to. There are people today who will try to sleep around with everyone that they find attractive. Why? Because of this craving that they have in them. Are we ready for the last one?
Yes.
For the sake of time, I want to just add one more. I guess I will lump it all up into one. One of the biggest causes of leakages in our lives is lack of meaningful relationships. Lack of meaningful relationships. Relationship first and foremost to God, relationship to ourselves, and relationship to others. You can even add relationship to things as part of this. When you lack meaningful relationships, Sister Candace, it becomes very difficult for you to avoid leakages. Because you will find when we talk about the solutions to some of these problems, that relationship becomes one of the key tools to address leakages. Because the leakage of your background can be addressed by meaningful relationship to God and meaningful relationship to others. Leakages in appetite, unchecked appetite, bitterness, anger can be addressed by meaningful relationship to God and meaningful relationship to yourself. And so if you lack meaningful relationships, if you lack the presence of God as your Lord, if you lack relationship with yourself, if you lack relationship with meaningful people, people that we will call counselors, mentors, good mentors, I should say, you have leakages. And so, Sister Candace, I want us to be able to answer your next question. So I want to end it here. I know meaningful relationships is broad, but we've tried to talk about some of these at different times, and we will continue to expand on them. So these six or whatever number it was are the ones I want us to focus on today. And we will be able to heal by getting the understanding of these things.
Wow, this is very, very powerful, beloved. I don't know, I'm just taken away, because these are the little things in our lives that we overlook. They are the little things in our lives. And I know it's very easy for people to say, okay, maybe I need to get the next level of my degree. It's very easy for me to, you know, check my hair. It's like, I need new clothes. I need to look good. I need to go to the spa. Like, but then there are little things like being driven by your emotions to make decisions. Like, there are little, like, it's just little, little things. It's little foxes, right?
Yes.
But then they cause
the vineyard.
Yes. These are the things. We just stomp on whoever. And one of the statements that I dislike hearing is when people acknowledge and accept certain things from their parents. You know, talking about the leakage from parents, like their lack, and then it trickles down to the children or to the child. Some people will be like, this is how I am. I have anger, I have temper, because my father so just take me as I am. And they say this every time you bring to their attention
the anger issue.
Yes. Or they say it every time you bring to their attention something that they're like, it's a clear sign that it's a leakage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledged it and accepted it. And it's like, it's genetical, so it cannot be changed. I don't know what the reason is. Just, this is who I am. But here is a situation where, based on what you are saying, wherever it came from, whatever the causes are, whatever background, whether it's your parent environment,
Correct.
Right, culture, whatever it may be, you have a chance to fix it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's a leak.
Yes.
Leaks can be fixed.
But if you don't fix it, and we will talk about the consequences, but if you don't fix it, it can lead to permanent damage.
Right. But that will affect you.
Correct. Correct.
Before we even get to the consequences, just the fact that you can see it or you are experiencing it means you have the right to be able to fix it.
Correct. And the ability.
Yes, the ability to fix it. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, how it came, because that's the excuses we give. You know, when we've talked about the causes, and somebody is clearly seeing that they are not at fault. They are not the cause. So they've become like, they've settled with whatever leakage they have.
You know,
rise up. like the scripture said, rise up, seek for mercy, seek for solution, and fix it.
Absolutely. Right?
So I don't know if we have time to go into the consequences, but to be honest with you, I really want us to leave this here so that the viewers and the listeners can really take time this week to think through what we've discussed, because the causes is where the problem, you know, like once you, like, I think you rightfully said that earlier on. I don't know if it was the first part or last week's, but once you find out the cause, you can understand how you can help yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Next week, we'll just dive into the outcomes and then solutions, how we can heal ourselves, right?
Yes,
how we can better ourselves. So right now, you do the homework. You do the work, the groundwork, so that when we come, whatever we say will actually, you know, help.
Be a reminder.
Establish it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think we're going to leave it here. So I'll hand it over to Dr. Joe, and then he'll, you know, close us for this week's session.
Thank you so much, Sister Candace. And dear audience, we apologize for not being able to go through the consequences with you. But like Sister Candace said, we don't want to shortchange you, because this is a very important topic. We know that we are here to heal. We are here to improve. We are here to heal our community. And so just giving you a list without explaining sometimes doesn't really do justice to what we are sent in this particular case to do. So we will be joining you same time next week to discuss the consequences and the solutions. By way of summary today, Sister Candace, I truly want to echo what you said. I'll plead with our audience to look in their lives and see where you fall short in these causes, because no matter who you are, no matter what you have achieved in life, my dear audience, leakages, remember, our definition is that it is something that prevents you from either being full or maintaining that full status.
Yeah.
It's like having a slow leak in your gas tank. No matter how much gas you put in at the gas station, you know, the thing about leakages is it doesn't wait before it starts leaking. The very moment you are putting the gas, because you have a slow leak in your tank, it starts draining. And if you don't address these leakages, they will come to cost you, harm you, hurt you, and may I dare even say, be the reason for your demise in the future. One of the big ones, Sister Candace, that I didn't even get time to talk about today was disobedience. As a cause of leakages, disobedience. How many times have you and I not been obedient to the promptings of whether the Spirit of God, our parents or mentors, and then ended up in situations that has cost us money, that has cost us time, that has cost us opportunities that we could have taken full advantage of? And so disobedience is one of the things that, dear audience, there are so much that we could have shared with you. But as Sister Candace said, we are giving you the homework. If you are dealing with leakages as a result of laziness or disobedience or lack of meaningful relationships, these will cost you. And I will talk about this when we talk about the solutions. I see leakages as preventative maintenance. You see how you go to your doctor for physicals or routine checkups when there is nothing wrong with you, supposedly. But then you will go and then your doctor will find on your colonoscopy a polyp that can become a cancer. Or they will find something abnormal in your labs that can become diabetes and all those things. That is what we are doing today. This is a preventative maintenance. You are checking yourself to see where the little drops of water is seeping out of you, so that you don't end up having to pay $30,000 for a chemotherapy when you could have paid $3,000 for a test that could have determined a polyp that could have been removed. This is preventative maintenance. So, audience, take it from us. Addressing the leakages today, though it might look like it's costing you, will save you in the long run. And as we talked about, we will bring you the consequences of leakages and the solutions to leakages, God willing, next week when we meet again on Hour of Healing. God bless you. We thank you for your time, and we pray that you will use this not just in your work or your business, but you will also use this in your place of prayer. Because at the end of the day, if your leakage, dear businessman, is that you alone attend the workshops so that you will grow as a CEO, but all your employees will still be stuck on level one. And that will still cost your company money. Profit that should have come will drain because your employees are not well trained. God bless you so much. We will see you same time next week as we bring you the concluding part of this conversation on leakages. Bye-bye.